My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Carr, Skater out. People responding to a variety of things, including the All-Star Game or your takeaways from the All-Star Game. Tiger fans, 248-539-9797. I do have some news about a change that could be coming to the All-Star Game that I suspect will be welcome. We'll get to that today at 10:35. 248-539-9797. In the meantime, also people talking about what it's going to be like going into a Lions season with a legitimate expectation. What it's going to be like to have high expectations that are have been validated. What it's going to feel like. From an unnamed texter, this will be a telling season in recent Lions history because the last time they had three winning seasons in a row was 93 through 95, which was also the last time they made the playoffs three times in a row. Chris in Heartland says, my fear is we're going to be Buffalo. Close, very close, but we can't get over the hump. I'm not used to being good and having expectations beyond and I'm not used to being good and having expectations beyond having a high draft pick. That's from Chris in Heartland. Yeah, it's going to be strange. And sure, I mean, like San Francisco hasn't won a Super Bowl. This group of 49ers hasn't won a Super Bowl. They've won divisions. They've won playoff games. They've won the NFC a couple of times. We don't want to be that. The goal is still to get to the mountaintop. Like, there's a sense of satisfaction for us having a credible team, without question. But the goal isn't just to have a credible team. The goal, the goal is to win a Super Bowl. And yeah, you don't want to be Buffalo. You don't want to be what San Francisco has been. I mean, I want to be what San Francisco has been, and then I want to go to the Super Bowl. But you want to win the Super Bowl.
But they're able to have those conversations about winning the Super Bowl every year, and we felt like we were so far away from that.
Yeah.
And we're not anymore.
Yep.
And the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, of course. But to win the Super Bowl, you probably have to be in that conversation every year. And I don't want to be Buffalo, but I want to be in the conversation every year to have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And if you look at the... I mean, the Niners have gone to the playoffs so much in the last decade plus. They won a playoff game, lost the NFC title game. Won a couple playoff games, lost in the Super Bowl. Won two playoff games, lost in the NFC title game. Won two playoff games, lost in the Super Bowl. Won two playoff games, lost in the NFC title game. Won two playoff games, lost in the NFC title game. Won two playoff games, lost in the Super Bowl. That's like their last 12 seasons postseason results. And so, yeah, getting to the mountaintop's a deal, right? And you envy, you know, and shoot and aspire to be the king of the NFC, which feels like the Niners have been, but they still haven't won the Super Bowl. So it's tough, man. It's tough. 248-539-9797. Open lines. Let's get to Lester and Saginaw. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Lester?
Yeah, hello there, Doug. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
It was really excellent to see Scooble throw them 10 pitches there. I think he's high in the mountain right now. I wanted to echo your words from about a week ago when you said that Flaherty was the number one prospect to be traded. Mm-hmm. Since he's so high right now in a rental, dude, why don't we trade Flaherty for these prospects right now? Because as we know, if we look back at Martinez, Castellanos, and Verlander, we got a 110 hitter with Rodgers out of all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work out, but that has nothing to do with what you should do next. Like, it's a common practice.
I understand that.
Because we can cite trades where great prospects were moved and for veteran players. And I always go to Fernando Tatis one because it's fresh for me, for James Shields. But yeah, I mean, look, if Flaherty is and should be shopped around, it was MLB trade rumors that said after he came back healthy from the back injury and had a dominant start, they thought he was the guy that would be the number one player moved at the trade deadline. Scooble made their list, but they thought it was highly unlikely that he would be dealt.
Exactly. I was echoing what you were saying. I heard that show when you were saying that. Yes.
They've got like there are two types of people we discovered yesterday. Those that would answer the phone and talk about a Scooble trade and those that would hang up the phone and not even consider trading Scooble. I am in the listen. I would listen to offers for Tarek Scooble, but I'm not motivated to move him and I am not bending on a hefty price tag. And if nobody's going to offer a godfather deal, then you keep Tarek Scooble and he is the cornerstone of your next generation. If you get Herschel Walker trade, and let's not be fooled, the Cowboys, they jump-started a rebuild with the Herschel Walker trade, which is now the standard setter for absolutely setting yourself up for the future. If you get a Herschel Walker offer, I would take it.
Right. A qualified player instead of prospects would be really wonderful. Actually, a couple of qualified players and maybe a prospect.
Well, it's hard to make that work because qualified players are being used by teams that are trying to win, and they don't want to weaken their major league roster while trying to win a World Series. So you might be able – like I was trying to figure out if they could get the outfielder Pajes out of L.A. because they've got some bats coming back, and they might part with the rookie outfielder. And if they say, no, we're not getting rid of that. That guy's he's our future. And they say, okay, you're not getting Scooble. I mean, it's that simple.
Right. So then look at the number one pitching prospect right now, Jackson Jobe, too. So, I mean, in a couple of years, he could be our number ace or number one or our two guy.
He could be. I mean, he could pan out. He might not. Look, the thing about prospects, right, is I'll give you an example. You know who was a very, very sought after, highly rated prospect that was moved in a trade years ago where a team moved a veteran for a prospect and they were excited to get that prospect? He was a catching prospect by the name of Carson Kelly. Carson Kelly is now a Tiger. He's 30 years old. He's essentially a journeyman catcher who's gotten by playing a position well and that is coveted and they're hard to find. But he's a .224 career hitter who's hit 52 home runs in 10 years. Well, 9 years, 8.5 years. This is his ninth year. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I guess this is 10th year. 10th year. And no, 9th year. My bad. Not that it matters. The point is, he was once a coveted catching prospect. Sam Basalo from the Orioles is a player that feels like it's in every potential trade offer that would come to Detroit, this blocked catcher who's wildly talented and coveted. So you could get Carson Kelly, or you could get Adley Rutschman. You could get a guy that is, you know, all-star caliber, and you could get a guy that turns into a journeyman. And that's the risk that you run, but that's how these kind of deals get worked out. So, hey, man, we all know how the game is played. I answer phone calls, others don't. And that's, you know, keeping Scooble is a great is a great thing, too.
The Tigers are operating in a position of power You don't have to shop Scooble. Teams are calling you because they see what he is. He's under team control for two more years after this year. All that stuff, and they're trying to go for it because the teams that are calling are generally aggressive or they're close to to the World Series. So the Tigers can sit back and listen to offers. The offers that I would listen to involve high-end, almost major league ready players and multiple. So because you're right, Doug, they don't all hit, okay? That's why I want a lot of them in return. I don't want just one or two guys. I need a handful of guys because half of them might not work out. But look what the Orioles have done. The guys they've called up.
Yep.
They seem to have pretty good young players in their pipeline.
And that's, that's what you're hoping to do. You're hoping to start to look like the Orioles. So, all right, I mentioned this earlier, and one of the takeaways from last night's All-Star game, I ask you, how did you feel about the uniforms? They come out with these marketable MLB uniforms. I got a text from a buddy that is stoked about the hats and would buy the Tiger All-Star hat. But according to a story in The Athletic from Tyler Kepner, he says MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred hinted strongly at changes to uniforms for 2025. The American League and National League generic uniforms, quote, make it hard to tell them apart on a night meant to celebrate them. Manfred said, we've got a lot of uniform things going on. Obviously, the conversations have to involve the players first and foremost and Nike and some of our partners. But I'm aware of the sentiment, and I do know why people kind of like that tradition. There'll be conversations about that. Manfred has previously said that he prefers the look of players in all-star jerseys instead of their team jerseys, Kepner notes. But from 1934 to 2019, the players wore their everyday uniforms for the all-star game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In 1997, players wore the All-Star uniforms for workouts and the Home Run Derby. But in 2020, they switched to jerseys for the game for maximum exposure. But they are now hinting that they will go back to the everyday uniforms. One of the best parts about it is immediately knowing what you're looking at. Immediately know that you're looking at a Red Sox, you're looking at a Devil Ray, you're looking at a Tiger, a Padre, whomever. And we would recognize most of our own guys. But when they're in the generic uniforms, you just don't know. And as quickly, hardcore baseball fans might know, but the average fan probably doesn't know. But now there is indication that they might go back. They might go back to their normal everyday uniforms. One league wears their road uniforms. The other league wears their home uniforms. And let me just say, I am in favor of that. Have you ever bought one of the All-Star hats or uniforms or anything like that, Kang?
No, not that I can remember. Yeah. But I mean, they're hit or miss for me. Sometimes I love them, sometimes I hate them, and sometimes I'm indifferent,
Yep.
I'm not in love with the ones they did this year, but I don't think that just means go back to the regular uniforms. I think you need a change for the All-Star. I think you need to make it different. It's the All-Star game. It's an exhibition.
I like putting an All-Star patch on the hat or something like that. But I like their own uniforms.
No, I don't.
Don't you?
Even if I don't like the uniform they use, I like it to be different.
Prefer that they wear a different.
The hat I'm more open to, though. Like the hat, if they want to wear, you know, a logo of their home team and then like the all-star patch.
Yeah.
But as far as, but the color would have to be the same as whatever the uniform is, you know?
Which is impossible to do. I mean, because well, everybody's you have a green A's hat and a blue Tigers hat.
But you could have the A's logo in any color hat. That's my point. And they do that already, to be honest with you. You can almost get your logo.
They put the logos on the hat last night. It was just, that was the only indication of who you were looking at was the logo on the hat.
Yeah, I'm more open to that. I don't mind that. The uniform thing, I think people bitch about every time there's a uniform change. Everyone's, you know, you got two crowds.
Yeah.
Yesterday wasn't the best look, in my opinion, but it's the All-Star game. It's a different game. You wear different uniforms.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.